KLIF.com.
Islamic State. I'm Chaz Henry. Some top Democrats today undertook a post-mortem of their party's unsuccessful presidential campaign. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
Hillary Clinton in a conference call with some of her top donors today, members of the National Finance Committee of her campaign. She tried to explain her loss, and she really pinned most of the blame, the FBI involvement, really, in the final 2 weeks of the campaign.
How will President-elect Trump deal with terrorist organizations when he takes office? From Iraq, correspondent Phil Black.
There is this expectation that President Trump will have a cozier relationship with Russia's president, and so therefore some believe that President Trump and President Putin could do a deal that would see them fighting ISIS together.
In Paris, French security forces are out in force for a concert by British pop legend Sting. His performance at the Bataclan marks the reopening of that concert hall that was a scene of an IS-created bloodbath a year ago. The concert benefits survivors. I'm Chaz Henry. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says two U.S. military force members and two American contractors were killed today in a suicide bombing at Afghanistan's Bagram airfield. 17 others were wounded in the blast. In New York, police officers have set up barricades in front of some of the city's most expensive stores as thousands of anti-Donald Trump protesters make their way along Fifth Avenue. Big crowds of protesters have shut down the downtown of Los Angeles today as well. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti saying most have been demonstrating peacefully.
I've been proud of students who are out there and proud of people who are exercising their patriotic right and even responsibility to be out there, whether it's on the streets or online and expressing our opinions and also speaking out for the values that we embody here that are American values in Los Angeles of tolerance and pluralism and activism.
In Portland, Oregon, investigators say they've detained four people in connection with a shooting that injured a man during an anti-Trump protest. The wounded man's expected to survive. Police say the four arrested are gang members. I'm Chaz Henry.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
And good afternoon. It's Saturday afternoon right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. You are listening to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. We got Keith here running the board today. And hey, thanks for a little Sweet Home Alabama. Got to be digging that. You know, you always got to just, you got to stick to your roots. And I love Sweet Home Alabama. Little Lynyrd Skynyrd. If you don't like Lynyrd, well, what can I say? There just ain't much going on, is there? So a big, big week in America. A mandate from all of us that for years have felt like, yeah, we don't have any representation anymore. Well, that changed. And there's a change for business, which is going to impact you and I. If you're listening to this show, I got to be believing that you have interest in business or you wouldn't be here. You have interest in real estate or you wouldn't be here with us. And, you know, this week our show is brought to you by the FinancialFreedomTour.com. FinancialFreedomTour.com, which is going to be here in town, going to be over in Irving next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we're going to have Laurel Langmire on later on in the show today. And Laurel is the head of FinancialFreedomTour.com. And you're going to learn some great stuff there. I'm going to be over there. Look forward to meeting you over there. We'll get some more information. Jump on the website. Get signed up. You're going to get a couple of free things when you do that. One, you'll get a copy of Laurel's book, The Millionaire Maker, which is a New York Times number one bestseller. A very, very, very good book and a very hard thing to achieve in the publishing world, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller.
So we hear people all the time that say, hey, my book's a bestseller that haven't sold 8 copies. Well, that's not the case when you hit the New York Times bestsellers list. That's a big, big deal. A fabulous book. Get a free copy of that at financialfreedomtour.com. Get over there and get signed up to come out to the event and get your free stuff. That's what we're going to be talking about today, how real estate plays into your future freedom, how the new administration is going to be reacting to that. There's going to be some tax benefits coming our way. Do we know what they are yet? No. But look, if it's ever going to happen, you've got a business person being elected to the presidency that's going to have be going in with a Republican congressional backing. So have the ability to actually get something done. And we're going to see some tax breaks. We're going to see some cuts. Business going to get some cuts to encourage jobs to come back. Us as individual business owners are going to see some improvement, even if it's just a drop in rates. That's going to be a big benefit for us. Now, look, no matter what side you are on, being in business for yourself is a great place to be because it allows you the advantage of being able to get the benefits that the IRS code gives us when we're in real estate. There's two things that give you great benefits in our tax system. One is being a business owner. So if you're in business for yourself and you're a real estate investor, you're going to get some great benefits from the business ownership standpoint. And then the other side of that is real estate investing. When you own investment real estate, you get some great tax benefits there also. So I'm not a CPA. Talk to your CPA. Get you a CPA, in my opinion, that owns investment real estate. Do they have to own 400 rental units? No, but they need to have one or two pieces of investment real estate because if they don't, they're not going to know the tax code the way that they would otherwise. And look, this is just human nature. If you or I are going to benefit from something directly and we have the ability to investigate that and find out what all the benefits are, then we're going to do that. And we're going to do it more intensely than we would if we were taking somebody else's word for, well, here's all the benefits that you get. If that was in our realm of availability, being able to study that. And that's what I'm talking about with the tax code. If you have a CPA that owns investment real estate, they are going to tear that tax code apart, not for you or me. They're going to tear that tax code apart to see how it benefits them because they own investment real estate. That's why I say that's where I think you should be going for your tax advice if you're a real estate investor. It will be a great, great relationship for you when you start doing that because they are they become business partners. No, they don't own any piece of your business. They're not involved in your profit, but they're a partner in your business because they give you so much guidance, just like being involved with a great real estate attorney. A few weeks ago, we had Jeff Morrison from Arlington, who is one of the terrific, great real estate attorneys in the state of Texas. So take a look out. Give Jeff a holler if you've got some real estate questions. Terrific, terrific attorney. So he's like a CPA from a standpoint that he's a part of your team. You'll hear everybody that's ever in real estate investing talk about you got to have a team. Well, you do because you can't do this stuff by yourself. You've got to have, just like if you're going to rehab a property, you're certainly not going to go in, even if you had the ability to do some part of the rehab. You're not going to jump out there and try to rehab a property yourself. You may know how to paint, but and most of you don't. I know I don't. It looks pretty simple. All you got to do is open the can, stir it up, and start putting it on. Yeah, that's not how that works. You'll find out it's way different, a professional job doing that and somebody just slapping some paint on. So when you start looking at your team, you're going to have a lot of different types of people involved in your team. And I think right up at the top, you got to have a CPA and you got to have a real estate attorney. You're not always going to use both of them on everything. That's not the point. You just need to have them there, just like you're not going to have a roofer on every single property you get involved with. But are you going to use them occasionally? You sure. Absolutely you are. You're going to use your painter on a regular basis. You're going to use your landscapers, your foundation companies again and again and again. And to do that, you got to build this team. And the best way to build a team is to get involved and start building a team as you're doing deals. Maybe you say, well, I got to get my team built before I go do a transaction. No, because you're not going to know anything about those people anyway until you use them. And when you are out there talking to contractors, So we'll talk about contractors some. There's some great contractors out there. There's some that aren't so great, just like anything else. But when you're out there dealing with a contractor, you start asking them questions like, have you ever been sued? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm going to share with you Skip. Skip doesn't live in the Metroplex any longer. He got married and his honey moved him away. He lives in Oklahoma now. Skip was my number one contractor for about 10 years. And when I started dealing with Skip the first time, there were some questions I had for him, one of which was, have you ever been sued? Now, you might think the answer I'm looking for to that question is, no, I haven't. That's not, because if somebody is a contractor and they tell you they've never been sued, then they're telling you one of two things. They haven't been in the business very long, haven't done very much business, or they're lying. Because you can't make everybody happy all the time, and contractors certainly can't. So I was looking for, and that's how Skip responded. He was like, I've been sued before. And I was like, well, what was the circumstances? And he told me, and it was something that I was very comfortable with his response. So I knew I had a guy that was honest, because he just shared with me something that was uncomfortable for him. And I knew that now we had this thing. I felt good about his ability to communicate with me, because we had covered something that most people are uncomfortable covering. So talk to your contractors, ask them about that. Make sure that you, when you get a bid, and this is, I always tell people, look, you got to get a bid, you got to get it in writing, the scope of work, got to get that in writing. And then you can take the scope of work. People always said, Bill, do you have a contract? Well, yeah, I do. It's the scope of work. So when the contractor submits a bid to you with the scope of work, you literally can draw a line at the bottom of that page and have the contractor sign it and you sign it. Now you have a contract written, signed, so that you can move forward with your property. And when you do that, it's going to put you in much better shape. Should there be a discussion, what do contractors always say? Well, hey, there were changes and changes weren't addressed in the scope of work. So, you know, if you call and say, hey, I want to do this instead of what's in our agreement, there's going to be a change in pricing. You know that right up front. Then if the contractor doesn't do what is in the scope of work, then you have something that it's not he said, she said. It is, hey, look, you signed a contract with me. This is what we agreed upon. This is what we're going to pay. This is what you're going to do. Hadn't been done yet. Now you have something. Look, you don't ever want to get into that position if you can avoid it, because anytime you have to start talking about dragging in a attorney for any reason, you know that that's on the downside and you're going to be on the short end of the stick, and it's wasted time and wasted money. Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to start talking to Laurel Langmeyer later on in the show today as we come back from break. So you want to make sure you're hanging around for that, because we're going to introduce the Financial Freedom Tour to you and what it means to you and why you're going to want to be there next weekend over in Irving. So make sure that you are jumping over to thefinancialfreedomtour.com. financialfreedomtour.com and get signed up. You're going to get a couple of bonuses for signing up just to say, hey, I think I want to come by. You're going to be our guest on day one. That means you do not have to pay anything to be there if you let them know when you sign up that you heard about it right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. And by doing that, Laurel's going to give you a copy of her number one New York Times bestseller, The Millionaire Maker. We will also give you a copy of my book, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? So a bestseller also, although not a New York Times number one, it was a bestseller as well. And we'd be more than happy to get you a copy of both of those if you jump over to financialfreedomtour.com, this week's sponsor for Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. We're going to be right back with Laurel, so make sure you hang around right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that the fastest growing real estate market is in Texas, and people like yourself are taking advantage of it every day and raking in big dollars? Hi, this is Laurel Langmeyer. I'm a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, also known as The Millionaire Maker. I'm going to be in Dallas on November 17, 18, and 19 with my expert wealth team teaching wealth builders how to jump in the movement and create new cash. These are the same Millionaire Maker strategies that I've used to help thousands of people across the world take their wealth to a new level. Just call 800- 888-262-2402 right now to book your free seat and join us. In fact, the first 20 people that call in and grab their seat, I'm going to gift you my first New York Times bestselling book, The Millionaire Maker, How to Act, Think, and Make Money the Way the Wealthy Do. And you'll have a complimentary gap analysis by my wealth team just to assess your current status. This is over $100 value that I'm gifting you just to come meet me for free. So call me right now at 888-262-2402 to book your seat and grab both of these gifts for free.
Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call. 817-229-1656. 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Winters are getting worse. Flooding, ice storms, tornadoes, and power outages. Are you ready? At Best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-1131.
836-1131. And good afternoon. Welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. It is Saturday afternoon. It's about 4:20 on a historic week in the life of our country. And hey, for all of us that are in business, it is a great week for the things that we see coming in business getting better, taxes getting less, incentives getting more for what America was built on, and that is capitalism, entrepreneurship. And, you know, if you're thinking about that, it's financial freedom. And our show this week is brought to you by the Financial Freedom Tour, financialfreedomtour.com. If you get over there and get signed up, you're going to get a couple of great free gifts. You're going to get a copy of Laurel Langmire's New York Times number one bestselling book, The Millionaire Maker. And you're going to get a copy of my book as well, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? Free copy of that. So you get two bestselling books. And by the way, we have got Laurel on the phone with us right now. How you doing, young lady?
I'm good.
Oh, there we go.
Back.
There's good to have you back.
I'm here.
So tell us about the Financial Freedom Tour and what that's going to mean to people that want to come out and see us next weekend. Now, give them the dates again. Next weekend, November?
It's the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and we're going to be at the DoubleTree by Hilton out by the DFW airport. And we're going to be there all 3 days. So even if you, you know, one of our, you know, bonuses we're giving you is just come for a day. So, you know, we're known for making millionaires, and we do it in 3 to 5 years, and we're going to have a conversation about making money, keeping money, and investing money. And I'm with you, Bill, on this historic week and excited because, I mean, Trump comes from turnarounds and business and knows money and knows how to make it, keep it, and invest it. So we're going to be having that conversation. I think the biggest thing, too, Bill, is teaching people truly about money, like listening to really, really, really ignorant media folks, right? That they don't know anything about money.
Right.
So what they see is fear because, you know, he can be a little rough. I traveled the world with him. He can be a little rough, but I can tell you he's one of the smartest finance and business guys, and he'll run the nation like a business.
Well, and we've said that for so many years. It'd be nice to have a business person.
Yeah.
Just to see what they can do. So it's going to be interesting. We will see that. So give us a little bit of insight onto. So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next weekend. So when you're hearing this, you know, mark your calendars, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, out in Irving at the DoubleTree. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the day one, I'll just get a little bit about the agenda. So day one, we talk a lot about how do you make money. We actually create a marketplace, so people have things to sell. Any entrepreneurial venture. So whether you're in real estate, you know, I have a, you know, Dallas, Texas gas and oil company, whether you're selling jewelry, catering, massage, doesn't matter what the business is. We have a system to teach you how to make money and how to do it very quickly. By the end of the day, actually every day, we do a marketplace. So the marketplace is where you will be buying and selling and using different techniques on how to make money. I always say, you know, you can make money every day if you actually have the right skills. So we go through that and we build on that every day. I bring in my wealth team. We'll be talking about how do you tax advantage your income, how I always say companies make money, individuals get taxed. So what corporate structure, especially in Texas, great state to be incorporated, how does that work? How do you, you know, how do you use those structures to reduce your tax basis? Most people, we actually just did a study, Bill, in California, those who have been a sole proprietor in business and not incorporated are overpaying on an average of $42,000 of additional taxes that they don't need to pay.
Wow.
It's that big of a deal to pay attention to it. And then we teach you how to invest. So there'll be a whole variety of conversations around self-directing your IRA. How do you get a solo 401k with your LLC so you can put $56,000 away? And then what do you do with money if you have it? How do you do uncorrelated assets, off Wall Street assets. So from real estate, gas and oil, I own franchises. I own, it's called Cineholic. It's a competitor coming up soon to Cinnabon. I own other restaurants, nutraceutical companies. So I own a lot of varieties of assets, and we teach you how to start really looking at it. How do you be a shark? If you had the money, how could you, you know, start being a shark and looking at different opportunities? So it's a really robust 3 days and a very unique. And if any of those topics are interesting, from making money, keeping money, you know, reducing your tax basis, investing money, and not only do we teach you about investing, there's some really good opportunities to look at.
You know, one of the great things, people that are listening to this show are, on the most part, are geared toward real estate. But you said something I want to make sure that people didn't miss. And that is, if you have any kind of business or you're interested in any type of business that you're looking at starting, the ability to go in. Now, I've been in this, and I got to tell you, it is just way cool. You're going to be shocked at the things that you see and business actually happening right there in front of you. And I'm not talking about Laurel selling you something or anything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that have their businesses there in the room and they're selling stuff. And I hope I'm not overstretching my boundaries here.
You're right.
You know, they're not hawking their wares. So that it's teaching you how you have a business, how you build a business. Because look, the key thing with business is always got to be tied to marketing. You know, you could have a great business and crummy marketing, or you could have great marketing and a crummy business. You're going to be better off if you had great marketing and a crummy business, because you can fix the crummy business. It's a lot harder position to learn and understand and fix bad marketing. So one of the great things you're going to learn is how to market and build this marketplace. And so I hope you take the time to come out and join us. I'm going to be there all 3 days. Hope to see you there. And it is going to be incredible what you're going to learn. Come in with an open mind and absorb. So you're our guest for the first day. And all you got to do is jump over to financialfreedomtour.com, get signed up right there. You'll get your free books when you do that. But also, just know that you have to step out of your comfort zone in life to be able to achieve anything that you want to do. Now, most of the people out there are either married or have been married, and they have kids. Most of our listeners have children. A lot of them have grandchildren. Most of them have kids or grandkids. And in doing that, you know, the first time you ever have a child, you think, wow, I'm not sure. I'm not cut out for this. I don't know how to do this. There's no instruction book, but you did it anyway because it was something that you wanted to do, and you learned that, hey, these kids are pretty self-resilient. They survive our efforts at raising them. What you're going to find is that when you get the right information, and the reason you felt good about being able to do that is you had so many people around you saying, hey, I've done it. Here's what you can do to do it better. The same thing happens at Financial Freedom Tour. A lot of very successful business people there saying, I've done this. This is how you do it, or this is how you can do it better. So make sure.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, Bill, I want to reinforce this. We let teenagers go for free now that you said that about, you know, the kids and, you know, the learning. If you have some teenagers, pull them out of school. It'll be an extraordinary financial literacy day for them.
And that's a fabulous thing that you do there. Because, look, all of us that have kids and grandkids, we want to leave a legacy, and they are our legacy. And we want to teach them to have a better life than we had. Well, my dad always taught me, if you're going to be a success in life, you got to own your own business. And I thank you for that, Dad. He's been gone a while, but lessons stay on. So make sure that if you've got teenagers, bring them with you. You're going to be amazed at how much they absorb. So, Laurel, thank you for doing that. And thank you for bringing the Financial Freedom Tour here to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Again, that is next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 17, 18, and 19 of November. Going to be over in Irving. So jump over to financialfreedomtour.com. Get signed up over there. Any last words you'd like to say?
I look forward to meeting you and helping support you on your journey to financial freedom. It's available to everyone. It's available to everyone. You just have to start walking the path and get some proper education.
Great.
So thank you, Bill. Appreciate being on today.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to seeing you Thursday then. Take care now. All right, so that was Laurel Langmire with FinancialFreedomTour.com. Going to be in town Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week, November 17, 18, and 19 over in Irving. Jump over to FinancialFreedom.com. We'll see you in just a second. Thanks now.
Did you know that the fastest growing real estate market is in Texas, and people like yourself are taking advantage of it every day and raking in big dollars? Hi, this is Laurel Langmire. I'm a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, also known as the Millionaire Maker. I'm going to be in Dallas on November 17, 18, and 19 with my expert wealth team teaching wealth builders how to jump in the movement and create new cash. These are the same Millionaire Maker strategies that I've used to help thousands of people across the world take their wealth to a new level. Just call 888-262-2402 right now to book your free seat and join us. In fact, the first 20 people that call in and grab their seat, I'm going to gift you my first New York Times bestselling book, The Millionaire Maker, How to Act, Think, and Make Money the Way the Wealthy Do. And you'll have a complimentary gap analysis by my wealth team just to assess your current status. This is over $100 value that I'm gifting you just to come meet me for free. So call me right now at 888-262-2402 to book your seat and grab both of these gifts for free.
Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call. 817-229-1656. 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
And then he was gone somewhere. There's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon, 4:30 right here on KLIF 570 AM. Thanks for being with us this afternoon for some great information. You know, we're brought to you this week by the FinancialFreedomTour.com. FinancialFreedomTour.com. If you'd like a couple of national best-selling books, including a number one New York Times bestseller, The Millionaire Maker by Laurel Langmire, jump over to FinancialFreedomTour.com. Come out and join us Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over in Irving. We're going to be hosting the Financial Freedom Tour. They are our sponsors this week. A lot of great information, and it doesn't matter what kind of business that you have. You're going to learn some great stuff about business. There'll be some real estate investing talking about. Absolutely. And along those lines, you're going to find out that our market here in the DFW area, when you look at us on a national comparison, we are, we're at a record level. We're up 40% price-wise where we were just in the last few years. But even with the huge gains in the DFW market, the average homes in our area don't move the needle much on a national scale when you look at the price compared to other residential markets. Nationwide residential sales from Coldwell Banker Real Estate is out with its annual list of the priciest U.S. markets. Silicon Valley, now I know this will shock you, but California heads the list with average home price. Are you ready for this? So if you're driving, get both hands on the wheel. The average price in Silicon Valley right now, $2.453 million. And Newport Beach down in between LA and San Diego, right there at $2.1 million. And you heard me correctly when I said the average price. Cupertino, which is where Apple is located, is $1.8 million. And so when you look at an average home for North Texas at $280,000, you know, we look pretty puny price-wise compared to that. And that's one of the reasons why you have so many people from California moving into Texas. When you have so many people from New York City moving to Texas is because of the fact that our home prices here is shockingly low compared to most of the nation, and certainly when you compare us to the other major cities in the nation. I was raised, born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama. I go back on some of the websites that I do and from time to time look at real estate pricing there. It's more expensive to live in Birmingham, Alabama, if you can believe that, than it is to live in the DFW area. So our market is trailing, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have enough land to continue to expand outward, which helps keep the pricing from just getting astronomical, doesn't become landlocked. And we have jobs here. When you got a lot of jobs, it's easier to get more homes in a moderately priced range because most of the jobs that are coming in, when you look at Silicon Valley, most of those jobs are a little bit higher end jobs. Most of the jobs that we're doing here might be more manufacturing oriented. And so they're not going to be quite as expensive or not going to pay quite as much. And so there's going to be more homes at a moderate price base than there are in other parts of the country. There are now officially 25 communities in the U.S. where the average price of a house average is more than $1 million. There are none of those communities in Texas. The most expensive Texas markets, Austin at $414,000. And Austin ranks in communities 519th nationally in the most costly home markets, even though we are, it is our most expensive market here. Keller at $311,000, Frisco at $291,000. I wouldn't have thought Keller was higher than Frisco, but the report says differently. So what you're looking at is great opportunities if you're a real estate investor or you're thinking about becoming a real estate investor in the North Texas area. It's easier to do here because pricing is so significantly cheaper, which means that if you're looking at either borrowing money, using money, or putting private money in play, it's a lot easier to do here to get started as an investor because of our pricing structure. And when you start looking at that, you might consider looking at some other markets around the country. Well, markets that might be on the other end of that spectrum. Well, the bottom markets from a price standpoint and bottom markets from a selling factor standpoint. So there was a report that was put out recently that I took a look at. It is from a ProTech Valuation Services. And what it does is it looks at the opposite end of the housing market. It looks at the bottom 10 housing markets. And their most recent report shows that you have a lot of properties around the country, the top 10. There are three of them in Texas. Number one is Huntington, Ashland, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, right? Kind of where they group together right there. But number two on the list is Huntsville. Number two is Huntsville, Alabama, not Huntsville, Texas, Huntsville, Alabama. Number five was a surprise to me. McAllen, Edinburgh, and Mission, Texas, all clumped together, are ranked as the fifth weakest market in the U.S. Midland, Texas, number seven. We know why that is. That's because of the oil and gas. And anytime oil and gas takes a break, housing in Midland, Odessa takes a big break along with it. Now, look, when you get started, the thing that you're going to have to do and understand is, how do I put money together? You can be extremely well off and say, well, I'm going to use all my own money. I would strongly advise you against that, because no matter how deep your pockets are, when you're buying real estate, even in our markets where we are so much less expensive than they are everywhere else in the country, even when you're in our markets, you're going to go through a lot of money pretty fast. If you're buying a $200,000 home and you got $1 million sitting around, you're only going to be able to buy five of those, and you're going to be out of cash. So what you're looking at is, how do I leverage that? Well, one of the things that I've been teaching for years is how to raise private money. Now, Keith and I were talking earlier today about how you go about doing raising private money. And I shared with him a script. I want to share it with you. It's called the Private Money Script, and it is the Solid Gold Money Script. Now, for those of you that do not have a copy of Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich, you'll want to get one. How do you do that? FinancialFreedomTour.com. Because in that, you'll see a detailed explanation of the script and why it works the way it does, even though the basis of the script is only about 16 seconds. So here is my private money script. I wrote this now over 30 years ago. I've been using it. Now, there are very few things outside of our children and life that are original. This is an original from me and was written by me. And it is this. So you're talking to somebody like I'll use Keith, our producer for Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, as the example here. So I was talking to Keith earlier. I said, hey, Keith, I know this isn't for you, but who do you know that might be interested in earning 10 to 12% on their money secured by a first lien in real estate, short term, 6 to 9 months? And then you shut up. When you use the Solid Gold Money Script, it doesn't need massaging. It doesn't need perfecting. It doesn't need tweaking. Use it like it is. And what I challenge you to do in the book is to use it for 6 months without changing a word of it, because if you do that, you won't ever change any of it. It is a very powerful tool. And what you're looking for is just if somebody has some cash available. And look, if you've been to any real estate clubs around, you know that investments in real estate coming out of a retirement account, 401k, self-directed IRAs, become very, very attractive for people because the rates that they can get. Excuse me. For the rates that they can get. So if you're a stock investor, you're looking at, man, if I could average 10% a year, life would be great. Well, you can do that in being a lender for real estate. And in fact, you can do much more than that. Our in-house private money rates go anywhere from 10% all the way up to 16.279%. Some of it first lien, some of it second lien, some of it secured, some of it unsecured. It depends on what you are looking for. But there is a massive amount of funds out there available for people that are looking for, no pun intended, they're looking for a home for that. And that home may not be best suited for them to be a stock investment. They may be more suited for a secure real estate investment or an investment that is more secured because it is in real estate and is backed by an individual property. Now, what that means is they have the ability, if for some reason you couldn't pay them back, could they come foreclose on it? Yes, they could. And that's one of the things that makes that more attractive for the average investor out there that is putting the money up. Now, I'm not talking about a real estate investor. I'm talking about the cash investor that is looking for, where do I want to put some money? Well, real estate becomes very attractive for that, especially if they know anything about investment real estate whatsoever. Also, what you're going to look at is, once somebody tells you that they might be interested in putting up some funds for you to do a deal, they ask you, do you have a particular property in mind? Now, I'm going to tell you from years of experience, you're better off, in my opinion, if you have a piece of property under contract already. One of the things that people miss when they are trying to put funds together to do a real estate deal is they just start talking. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this one day. I plan on doing this. I'm looking forward to doing this. There's going to come a time. And people do not respond to that, especially when you're talking about their money. They want to know that you know where you're going and what you're doing. And if you don't have the experience that makes them feel comfortable that you're associated with somebody that does, so that you have a coach or a mentor, or in my case, a consultant that knows and has years of experience doing this. And so then that changes the way they feel about you. So make sure that you're looking at what's going to keep my business from taking off. And look, this is whatever kind of business that you are out there doing, whether it's real estate or anything else. You could be a cowboy boot manufacturer, and you're still going to have to put cash together to do your business. And in doing that, the Solid Gold Money Script can be used to work for you to uncover where funds might be available to help fund deals for you. So make sure that you get you a free copy of Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? How do you do that? FinancialFreedomTour.com. FinancialFreedomTour.com. This week's sponsor, make sure that you have jumped over to the site and get signed up to join Laurel and I and several other great presenters next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 17, 18, and 19 in Irving. You're going to, you'll love meeting her. She is a whiz bang of a woman. I'll tell you that. She is a very bright young lady, and you're going to enjoy meeting her. Knows her stuff, knows how to make money. And that's what the Financial Freedom Tour is all about. And as she mentioned while we were in our interview, if you have teenage children, please feel free to bring them with you. They are considered our guest, and we'd love to be able to share some insights on building business and becoming an entrepreneur and being your own boss and how to build streams of income to kids and grandkids as long as they are at least of teenage age. And you will be amazed at how much of that they pick up, how quickly they pick it up, and how quickly they understand the impact that learning these lessons in life can have for them. Legacy for your children and your grandchildren. Expose them to entrepreneurial ideas and get them on the lookout for how they can go out and be self-sufficient going forward with their life. Those are the kind of things that we talk about every week right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Those are the kind of things we're going to talk about at the FinancialFreedomTour.com. Make sure that you join us. It's going to be a hoot. Now, when we come back from our great break, we're going to talk about tips for buying real estate that is a rental property and some things that could be important to you for that. So make sure that you are coming back and join us for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon. We appreciate you being part of our listening audience. And once again, Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett is brought to you by financialfreedom.com. Financialfreedom.com. We'll see you in just a second. Thanks, Nat.
Did you know that the fastest growing real estate market is in Texas, and people like yourself are taking advantage of it every day and raking in big dollars? Hi, this is Laurel Langmire. I'm a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, also known as the Millionaire Maker. I'm going to be in Dallas on November 17, 18, and 19 with my expert wealth team teaching wealth builders how to jump in the movement and create new cash. These are the same Millionaire Maker strategies that I've used to help thousands of people across the world take their wealth to a new level. Just call 888-262-2402 right now to book your free seat and join us. In fact, the first 20 people that call in and grab their seat, I'm going to gift you my first New York Times bestselling book, The Millionaire Maker, How to Act, Think, and Make Money the Way the Wealthy Do. And you'll have a complimentary gap analysis by my wealth team just to assess your current status. This is over $100 value that I'm gifting you just to come meet me for free. So call me right now at 888-262-2402 to book your seat and grab both of these gifts for free.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., You know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call. 817-229-1656. 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. FinancialFreedomTour.com is our sponsor this week. We want to thank Laurel Langmire for not only being on the show today, but being our sponsor for Real Estate Now. And look, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 17, 18, and 19 of November over in Irving, make sure that you come out and join us as our guest for day number one. And get a chance to meet Laurel. She is a terrific young lady, got some fabulous ideas, experience, and knowledge on money and making money. And a lot of entrepreneurial ideas are born at the FinancialFreedomTour.com, so make sure that you are joining us. Now, we talked about investment real estate and rental property, and I told you that I would touch on some things that are important for rental property investments so that you can look at a great stream of income. There's a lot of different ways that you can make money in investment real estate. And one of the best ways is to have rental property, whether that be a single family house, whether it be multifamily property like a small apartment building, or if you've got commercial property. I've got commercial rental property that I love and have had for several years. Real estate investing has so many different ways for you to be able to make money. There's going to be a way, more than likely, that resonates with you, that identifies with who you are as a person. And when you find that, you go with it. You don't have to try to do everything. Find an area that you like in the real estate investing world and jump on that and stay with that. A lot of people, including me, love the ability and ideas about investing in rental property investments. And one of the things that you have to know when you're doing that is, first of all, you got to research the market that you're going to be going into. Whether you're investing in rental property in DFW, if you're outside the DFW marketplace, you might even be outside the state of Texas. The first thing you should do is really research the market that you're going into well, understand the growth rate for the market, understand the amount of rental inventory that's available there. And then you're going to hear me say this a million times about a lot of different types of real estate, and that is, know what the job market is like where you're going. So think about, if you're looking at buying rental property, it's likely going to be somebody that is not in a position financially to own. They may not be in a position to buy something right now because they're going to be temporary, meaning they may only be here for another year or two. And so they're not going to go through the hassle of buying, and they're only going to rent. So make sure that you understand what the job market is like so that you know there's a lot of people that are available to have, that are looking for a property like what you're going to have in the rental market. And you got to make sure, you know, you'll hear this, you've heard it, whether you've ever had anything to do with real estate or not. You've heard that real estate is all about location, location, location. It is absolutely true. And as with any other type of property investment, a lot of your success is going to depend on where you are, your location. You first have to research the economic, demographic, and social situations of the area. Also think about the future of where you're investing. Is the economy improving there? Is it going down? Is a lot of new development coming into the area? business improvements being, or investments being planned, or are new plants being built there, or new office buildings coming in. Yeah, are the signs positive in the area that you're looking at owning rental property in? Because if they're positive, then what you're going to see is future value appreciation, and you want to have that. A stable property investment is going to be greatly dependent on the economic outlook for the location that you're in, and you want the income, the employment to be growing in that area to be able to have a good, solid rental market. You should also consider the stability of the real estate market in that area as you go in to buy. Another thing that you want to consider is, what are the requirements of a prospective tenant of mine? You know, what are they looking for? The single most important factor when investing in rental property, right off the bat, you know, we talked about, hey, it's got to be about location, got to be about market, which is another variation of location, but you also got to put yourself in the shoes of your prospective tenant and look at, what is it that that tenant's going to need? These are people that I hope to have a business relationship with. My relationship is going to be upon delivering a need that they have, which is for quality housing at an affordable price and in a great area. So I've got to look at a lot of different things that they're possibly going to need. Depending on the price range that I'm looking at renting my property out for, I may or may not need public transportation available. Got to take a look at that. I may want to have shopping available. And of course, you always are going to have some shopping that you need to have available, like grocery stores. But if I'm at a little bit higher end, I'm going to want to know that I'm close to some malls, or I'm close to some other shopping other than just necessity shopping, because people that are paying a little bit more are going to demand a little bit more. So make sure that you are looking at, what is it that my prospective tenant is going to need, and what is it that they are going to desire, so that you are buying a property that fits those things and it is much more apt to be to stay rented up if you're doing that. You got to understand, what's it going to take for me as the owner, as the landlord, to be able to make a good profit? You need to be looking at a minimum of 12 to 15% net yield on your rental property investment. And to do that, you got to be choosing wisely to do that. Economic recession resulted in a large number of foreclosures, which means that below market properties may still be out there. There's a lot less of those in the Dallas-Fort Worth market now than they used to be, but you can still find those. Now, there's an area of the country that is a good investment area that is a lot of foreclosed properties still available, and that's down in Florida, especially Central and South Florida, because of the state of Florida putting an 18-month moratorium on foreclosures in the middle of the foreclosure crisis. So there's a lot of those properties coming on the market that still have not been flushed out, whereas most of the country, those have been flushed out by now. Excuse me, I had to drink a little cup of coffee there so it wouldn't sound so froggy to you. You also have to be looking at, how good is the rental market in the chosen area that I'm looking at, so that you're not worried about being without a tenant for long periods of time? Overall, you're looking for all of the positives that you can possibly get so that your property gets the best rate of return for you and is the least likely to be vacant over long periods of time. You have to investigate what the risks are when you're looking at a property investment. You should consider what the pitfalls are. Would you have the ability to proceed with the investment if housing prices dropped dramatically? So maybe you've got this property, and from a rental standpoint, it's doing fine, but the market takes a dive. Are you going to be able to hang in there? Some risk with buying rental property is that the property can stay empty between tenants, and it may have an impact long-term on your return. It's going to have some period, but it could have a big impact depending on how long that it stays empty. And you may have repairs that need to happen in between tenants. So you got to make sure that when you're getting paid, you're setting some of that money aside for continued maintenance, whether that be a single family property that you're renting out or whether it be an apartment building. Got to have you a little maintenance slush fund there. And then you just have to think about the future of your investment. When investing in rental property, you should always consider the future of the investment. Can I expect economic growth in the area that I've chosen? How might the rental market look here in 5 years, in 10 years? A lot of those things are prediction, but you can get a pretty good feel for what you think is going to be happening without any outside interference going on or some unexpected event happening. When you do that, you're going to find out that rental property investment is a great way to go. You know, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the prices have gone up dramatically over the last few years, and owners are sitting on literally billions of dollars worth of equity. And Texas has some of the highest home equity rates in the country. That's according to CoreLogic. At mid-year, only about 1.5% of Dallas-Fort Worth residents with home loans that they have had are upside down. Only about 1.5% owe more in their property than their property is worth, or is what we call underwater. And that being the case here, you find there's so many properties that have good equity in them. And when that's happening, you find out people are looking at, what can I do with the home equity in my loan now in my home? You're going to access some of that and be able to put it into play. What if you're talking to somebody or if you're thinking about accessing the equity in your home, make sure that you are doing smart things with it. Going out and buying a new car is not a smart thing to do with, in my opinion. You want to put it in something. If I can borrow money on a home equity basis for 6% and I have a place to be able to then take that money and leverage it by investing it in getting a 10% or a better rate of return, then that's something that I want to do. That's called, leverage, which is great for real estate. It's also what the arbitrage system is all about, getting something at one price and selling it at another. If you want to find out more about these things, join us at the financialfreedomtour.com next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 17, 18, and 19. Look forward to meeting you out there. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information and being a member of our audience for Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that the fastest growing real estate market is in Texas and people like yourself are taking advantage of it every day and raking in big dollars? Hi, this is Laurel Langmire. I'm a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, also known as the Millionaire Maker. I'm going to be in Dallas on November 17, 18, and 19 with my expert wealth team teaching wealth builders how to jump in the movement and create new cash. These are the same Millionaire Maker strategies that I've used to help thousands of people across the world take their wealth to a new level. Just call 888-262-2402 right now to book your free seat and join us. In fact, the first 20 people that call in and grab their seat, I'm going to gift you my first New York Times bestselling book, The Millionaire Maker, How to Act, Think, and Make Money the Way the Wealthy Do. And you'll have a complimentary gap analysis by my wealth team just to assess your current status. This is over $100 value that I'm gifting you just to come meet me for free. So call me right now at 888-262-2402 to book your seat and grab both of these gifts for free.
If you're stuck in traffic, so are others. Give us a heads up. The KLIF Traffic Tip Hotline, 214-765-5299.
Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/TX. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KLIF Dallas, KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth,
KLIF.com,
a Cumulus station.